Day. We've only been 8 hours in. Our guest has just walked in.
Hashtag guess the bio. Guess the bio. Hashtag guess the bio on Best Mornings.
You know it's true.
Who are we having breakfast with this morning? Well, let me give you a few clues. Let me see if you'll be able to figure it out. Born in India, he actually gave his first public address on the subject of peace at the young age of 4.
My goodness.
What were you saying it for?
Bro, what was I doing?
Today, he has spent over 50 years traveling the world, speaking in more than 450 cities, called Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World. He joins us right here in studio. He is here. All you need to do is give us a guess and tell us who is joining us. Send us that voice note on 060-552-7303.
Make this the winter you left the road.
So who is joining us for breakfast this morning? I gave you a few clues. Did you figure it out?
Morning, guys. It's time to hear from Bela Bela. I think you guys are having breakfast with... What's that guy's name? That motivational speaker guy.
Which one?
Something Shetty.
She's talking about yeah. Jay Shetty.
I hope I'm right.
Well, thank you very much for trying. You know, as we continue our mental health awareness focus, we are hanging out with a speaker, a vessel of peace, Mr. Prem Rawat. What does peace mean to you? What is peace for you? Born in India, gave his first public address on the subject of peace at a young age of 4. He's traveled over 450 cities and counting, 50 years in the game. He's a New York Times best-selling author. Has a book called Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World. Mr. Rawat, thank you very much for taking the time of day to join us this morning. Welcome to Best Mornings, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's my pleasure to be here this morning.
You have been talking about peace for a very long time, at the age of 4, as per your profile. Does this mean that peace is that difficult to find or something meaningful to maintain?
Well, of course, peace is very difficult to find because we look for it in the wrong place. We have to look for peace within us, not somewhere else, not on the outside world. And we always look at peace at that is somewhere else. It's hidden on top of the mountains. It's in some building. It's in something that I have to, you know, accomplish, and then I'll have peace. But peace is always within you.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is really turn within and know who you are. I mean, that was the oracle from Delphi. That's what Socrates said, you know thyself.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. And that's why peace becomes so difficult to find.
I love how most of the, you know, getting ready for this interview, I saw a lot of your interviews and you keep mentioning that, know thyself. How do we then get lost? Because it feels like we get lost in the world. We get lost in navigating and finding our way. And with everything happening and as adults, we end up probably losing the connection with self. So when we talk about know thyself, what's the starting point?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Not too long ago, I was in Durban. And I was staying at a hotel that was right next to the ocean. And so in the morning, it was a glorious morning. Mm. I opened the curtains. I'm looking at the ocean. And I'm looking for a shark. I wanted to see a shark. Mm. And so I'm looking. I'm very intently looking at right by the waves, right by anywhere I could see any indication of a shark. Mm. And all of a sudden, I said, you know, you're really stupid. There's this beautiful ocean. It's a beautiful day. You're not looking at that. Yeah. You're looking at something that you can't even find.
Yeah.
You are looking for something you can't even find.
Yeah.
Why aren't you looking for something that's already there? It is glorious. It is beautiful. And as soon as that hit me, everything changed.
Yeah.
And that's so much our situation. Somebody puts a definition of what peace is, and we start looking for that. Peace is something you will feel. It's like drinking water. Who can tell you when your thirst will be quenched? Will it take one glass? Will it take two glasses? Will it take half a glass? Will it take quarter of a glass? Will it take a sip? Whatever it is, you will know. You are a human being. Trust in yourself. You need to do that. Because we as human beings are not looking at ourselves. We're not looking at our resources. Look at what is happening to the world. There is so much suicide and this and that going on in this world, which is just wrong. People are so discouraged. Do you understand what discouraged means?
Yeah.
No courage.
Yeah.
And we have courage in us. And what we have to do is find that courage, get in touch with that courage, and live with the courage. Live with good that we are, that is in us.
You know, listening to Mr. Rawat speak right now, I don't know how it's, you know, sounds on your side, but I'm keen on finding out, like, after hearing his breakdown of what peace is, what does peace mean to you? Send us that voice note, 060-552-7303. And probably with all the voice notes that are coming in, you know, Mr. Rawat will be able to break them down and translate it for him and tell us what it means when he hears it. We got more questions. Good morning.
It's Elaine coming through with Shine. We love it when you shine for us right here on Best Morning. Still hanging out with Vessel of Peace is what I like to call him. His name is Prem Rawat. And we're asking you, what does peace look like to you? How do you define us? Or define it, rather. Hit us up on WhatsApp 060-552-7303. We take a listen to your voice notes just after this.
Best breakfast. Best you know. Best you know. Breakfast poppin'.
Top of the morning. Thank you very much for choosing us this morning. Still hanging out in studio with Mr. Rawat, author, musician, speaker, and vessel of peace. Talking about peace, we decided to ask you a very simple question. After he defined what peace is, what is peace in your definition?
What's happening, Sally? What up, Candice?
Hi.
Hey, Oza. Thank you guys for bringing Mr. Rawat in the building. Yo, I feel like I've been lost all my life until today. Because for me, happiness, peace, I was like, I have to accomplish this, that, and the other, then I'll find peace. But now Mr. Rawat just explained, wow, peace is within myself. I've been hunting it on all the wrong places. Now this is the best. Solomon K in Boxburg.
Morning, the breakfast team. Lesego here from Johannesburg South. Peace to me means that not everything is going okay, but I'm at peace. I know that where I am is where I should be. What I'm going through is part of my journey, and I'm at peace, and I'm allowing life and my journey to unfold just as it should.
Good morning, Sabide DJ. This is Peter from Plasma Voloka. Peace for me is distancing yourself from negativity and seeing positivity in every bad situation. So we should normalize being positive. For me, that one is peace. Dango.
Hearing those voice notes, Mr. Rawat, on your end?
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am impressed because people are really getting it, what this is about. I mean, this is very, very important. You know, negativity comes in our life and we say, okay, now everything is negative. And we look up and we say, God, why did you make me? You know, why? But we don't look at that beautiful thing that is in the heart of every single human being. And that is peace. That is joy. That is being alive. I mean, this is what you are about. You are not about all the negativity, all the things that are wrong. That's not you. That's the world. And the world will always have things wrong with it. But you are right. And your life matters. And your life should matter to you the most. You shouldn't be looking at other people and saying, does my life matter to them? No, your life matters to you the most.
All right.
And you should be impressed. You should be impressed, not with others, but with yourself.
Profound indeed, Mr. Rawat. I wanted to know about your book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World. We want to know who should read that book and what does it teach us?
Okay, first of all, I think anybody who is interested in just good reading should read that book.
All right.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It is not about trying to sell you peace. It's not about trying to sell you a methodology. It's not about trying to sell you the idea. It is just about talking, how it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at it. It's like just watching a beautiful scene. And you can just take whatever you want. Somebody looks out their window and they see a beautiful moon. Somebody looks out their window and they might see an ocean. Somebody looks out the window and they may see a beautiful cloud. None of that is wrong. All of that is correct. All of that is beautiful. And that's what that book is all about. And you surviving on the face of this earth, you trying to listen to yourself when there's so much noise. You know, when you have external noise, it's so easy. You just put in some earplugs. But what do you do when the noise is between your ears?
Oh, yeah, when it's in your head.
Yes, it's in your head. And you can't put a earplugs and quieten it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that book is about.
Mm. Maybe you're also going through something. You generally feel like the noise is in your head. Reality, life, the economy, the pressures of being an adult have kind of pulled you away from you. Where coming back to your center and finding your peace, as Mr. Rawat has said, has become a very hard journey. Maybe you want to ask him a question or two. Feel free to send us that voice note on 060-552-7303. Or if you want to call us, we'll gladly take your call on 086-2160. But when we come back, we're going to take your headlines. We're going to take your sports as we wrap it up with the sports desk. And then we got to throw back just to put you in the mood. Good morning.
Freaking bad.
Yo, so freaking bad. It's so crazy how we all feel like when you make money, it's going to sort out all our problems. It's going to bring some form of peace in our lives.
That's true. But let's be honest, it could solve a couple of problems.
Mr.
Not all of them.
You know, Mr. Rawat is here, and we've heard so many rich people tell us that money's not everything.
Yeah.
Money won't bring you peace. There's more to this world. Say, okay, cool, we'll get there, and we'll say the same thing. But is this true? Money is not everything?
Well, does money bring you peace? Everything, but you are. You are everything in your life. And, you know, the problem with being a billionaire is just one. After you get the billion, you're going to want another one.
Yeah.
And another one. And another one. And another one.
Yeah.
So what is it? Why do you want that billion? Ask yourself. I'm not against being a billionaire, by the way. I'm not against you having money. And yes, money can solve a lot of little problems.
Yeah.
You know, it can pay the mortgage for your house. It can pay your bills. It can do this and it can do that. But what is your plan after all that's finished? Do you have a plan? Just in case it happened. Because maybe you want to implement that plan first.
Yeah.
And that plan is open your eyes and see the beauty of you existing on the face of this earth today. That is more than all the billions put together. One breath. You do not have enough money on the face of this earth to buy one breath.
There's a video I once saw where this guy asked, if I gave you $10 million right now, Kutsu, would you take it?
I remember that video as well, Sabi. And he said it was even a comparison to getting the $10 million and meeting God.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll take the $10 million because at the end of the day, God is with me. Mm. He is with me everywhere I go. So I'll take the $10 million. And use it to the best of my ability to make people face God when I am able to provide for them to be able to do what they need to do to say God did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a spinner in that video is the fact that at some point he says, all right, cool, you'll take the $10 million. But if I give you the $10 million and I say you're not going to wake up tomorrow, would you still take it? And that's when everyone started rethinking the ideas. Like, you know what? Actually, I would not take the $10 million. Yeah. I would truly appreciate waking up tomorrow.
Sure.
And that's why we should not take the granted. You woke up this morning because you had an assignment. There's something that you had to achieve for yourself. And I'm loving how, you know, we bringing ourselves towards ourselves and reconnecting ourselves. What we got on the show coming up?
All right, Sabi. Mr. Rawat, good morning to you. Absolutely inspired. I mean, I'm looking at your book now, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, and my name means peace. So having the opportunity to read this book, I mean, peace for me is accepting today. And exactly what you explained about the ocean view in the hotel, looking for something that isn't there. But as we break away, do people really slow down within in their relationship? Do you slow down when you're in a relationship, married? And then, of course, we're also touching base with a young woman who is doing amazing things in the petroleum industry. And I need you to tune in for you to find out opportunities in the petroleum industry as well. That's Breakaway 9 to 12.
There's a few questions you had sent through on 060-552-7303. When we come back, we'll play them for Mr. Rawat. Keep it locked. Wherever you may be, thank you very much for choosing us, metrofm.co.za. We continue our mental health awareness focus with speaker and vessel of peace, Mr. Prem Rawat, who joins us in studio. What does peace mean to you? We've unpacked that. What is peace for you? It's a conversation that we were having. And we did ask you, if you have any any questions you'd like to ask him, feel free to send him our way on 060-552-7303. And these are some of the questions that came through.
Peace is definitely true. It is knowing thyself. But how can you know thyself when you don't know your source? So you have to find who or what is your source. Then you can connect to your peace. So it also depends on what or who you believe in.
Do you want to touch on that? Your source?
Yes. I mean, that's a beautiful question. Because in a way that touches a lot of things that a lot of people think. I need to find the source first. Maybe you want to start reading the map and where it says you are here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know on a map where you are, you think that map is any use to you? No.
No?
I mean, it's like, you know, where am I? I'm okay. I can figure out. I want to go here. But I don't know where I am. So you begin with yourself. And I can assure you, when you discover yourself, you will discover your source.
Yeah. Wow, incredible. Listen, Mr. Rawat, I wanted to know, and I hope I'm not being intrusive with this question, I wanted to know what have been some of your own personal struggles with peace in this noisy world. I mean, maybe you could make a couple of examples.
Oh, my struggles are the same as everyone's. And this is what is beautiful. I'm not here to say I'm holier than thou. That is a really stupid thing to do. I am a human being. And yes, I have my struggles. I have my children. I have my wife. And sometimes she's not happy about something. And that, you know, is cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have the same challenges as everybody, every single day. But besides those challenges, I can still find peace within myself. And that's why I'm here.
And I wanted to know, what does that look like? Because I need something tangible, perhaps. Do I meditate? Do I find stillness? Does it look like that? You know what I mean?
No.
Do I pray to a God?
I'm gonna change one word for you.
Okay.
Just one word. Not look. Change the word from look to feel.
Okay.
What does it feel like?
Hmm.
Not look like.
Okay.
Because in this world, there's a lot of people who are going for the looks. So they have their eyes closed. And you automatically assume they're in peace. You automatically assume they're meditating. Their mind could be roaming. Their mind could be, you know, what movie am I going to watch? And, you know, who looks better? If Brad Pitt looks better in that movie or somebody else looks better in that movie. Or what does it feel like? What does it feel like to you? To you. Not to somebody else.
Okay.
But to you. Bring the story back to you. Please bring the story back to you.
Okay, so it feels different for everyone else. It's subjective. That's the takeaway here.
Yes, we are not trying to make it objective.
It's not a one-size-fits-all feeling.
No, absolutely. It cannot be. Subjective is going to be subjective.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a person who's living on a farm, on a beautiful little farm, up on top of a mountain. He has no debts. He owns a little piece of land, and mm-hmm. he grows vegetables every day,
mm-hmm.
and he feeds himself. And his life is very different. But does he still need peace? Yes, he needs peace. And does he feel peace? And can we bring it to feel, not look?
Mm-hmm.
Because our world has become all about looks.
Yeah,
what does this look like? What does this look like? What about feel? How do you feel?
Love that.
Fantastic. Thank you,
you know,
so much.
It's like how people tend to feel like going on holiday will see them find peace. And they still go on holiday and they're still not in peace. Because peace is not a destination. A lot of voice notes that also came through.
Good morning, the best breakfast team. So my question is, I'm lately dealing with a lot of noise, meaning in my mind, I can't stop thinking about this and that, being worried. because I'm unemployed and I'm not really able to provide for my son. I'm feeling like I'm failing, especially this year. I need that peace. What is it? My question is, what is it that I can do to start focusing, believing in myself, and stopping the noise? Thank you.
Know this, and I completely understand your situation, and there's a lot of people who are in the same situation, you know. They look around, and the way the things should be, they're not the way that they should be. What are you going to do? Scary thoughts come in. What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to me? What does my future look like? And I want you to do just one thing. I want you to understand this. Whatever road you have to go down, and you're going to ultimately be going down, do you want to be in a car that is broken or a car that is good? And if you want that car, and you're the car, by the way, do you want to be broken or do you want to be in good shape? Be in good shape. People want to repair the road. They don't want to repair the car. You are the car. You are the one that has to go down that road. And whatever they may be challenges on that road. They may be bumps on that road. They may be broken parts on that road. But if you are intact, if you are good, if you are there, if you are sound, you will be able to traverse those difficulties that will come in your life. It won't just be one difficulty. Many difficulties can come, but you need to be sound. And for you to be sound, you need to know yourself, and you need to be in peace. And you begin with understanding this breath that comes into you. This is the most precious thing there is. There isn't enough money in this world to buy even one breath. And you have it coming into you every day. And so far, it comes into you. Know one thing. Nobody has abandoned you. Somebody cares about you.
Love
and
it.
And you have everything you need.
Thank you very much for coming through. You've brought a whole lot of peace, a lot of understanding for so many people, myself included, with this conversation. You have an amazing, you know, digital presence. 110 million people have watched you alone on YouTube. Where else can we connect with you, Mr. Rawat?
Okay, a very simple way is timelesstoday.com. And that is the simplest way. Timelesstoday.com.
If you missed out on this conversation, we're definitely going to load it up for you on metrofm.co.za. It's 9:29. When we come back, we get into the national call-up quiz. So if you'd like to back up your province, you might just want to call us up right now on 086-2160.